Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man, I just really be digging that beat. Man, really be digging that beat. That's the intro or the instrumental from Black Rob's, like, whoa, way back in the late 90s. Yes, folks, this is T.A. of T.A. Skyline School. Yes, T.A., tenacious and audacious, extremely sagacious, vivacious, and efficacious, never the one to be mendacious, and as you can see, very loquacious in the Syntex football recruiting game. Woo! Yes,
look at
this
it.
This is Tuesday, July 19, 2016. Man, woo! It is a hot summer day, but beautiful and blessed as it is. I got my main man back on the show, Greg Patchen from Future All-Stars. We've been on this fix, this fetish. We're talking about the different recruiting mentalities, both positive and negative, of today's parents and student-athletes, particularly here in the Syntex area. Greg, how you doing this evening?
I'm very glad. Thank you for asking, my man. Thank you for asking. Great to be back on the show.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Man, I just appreciate, again, you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're doing a lot with training those prospects out there and doing all you can to make sure that these prospects get the exposure that they're due, in terms of making sure that their academics and athletics are suitable to college coaches that are out there on the hunt, on the prowl, for adding some more exceptional student-athletes to their programs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Greg, well, check this out, man. You know, we were on this kick last week talking about it, and, you know, we got some good reviews. I got some folks that hadn't responded to me ever since, you know, we broadcasted last week, but hey, we're back. You know, the sun's still shining. Like Rakim said, the show must go on. We got something to dance to. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, y'all, for anyone that grew up in the 80s, hey, doing it with the R, that was the jam. But man, we got some topics to get back on tonight, to pick it back on. But first and foremost, again, we're talking about these grades, Greg. I mean, every time I tell prospects to stay on top of these grades, as far as we're talking about recruiting mentality, whew, Greg, do you realize if these student-athletes, if they just basically maintain honor roll status, meaning doing your classwork and studying and making high grades on your tests, which is very, very doable, that they don't have to deal with a lot of possible headaches that come about in the recruiting game, especially in the 10th and 11th hour when college coaches get to looking at your transcript. I mean, what's your take on that, Greg?
I mean, everything you just said is very much on point. But for those parents who pretty much can't understand what Tony Austin was just saying, T.A., honest and clear communication would help out tremendously. I just had my heart broken today. He's probably listening to the show right now. But one of my student athletes that is supposed to be going to junior college in Minnesota just got a text message from our coach, one of our favorite coaches up there in Minnesota, Coach Terry Fawcett. Basically, he didn't make the grade. This young man that is very, very, very highly wanted to be up there on that team, he has a 1-6 because of his previous institutions. I cannot stress enough to parents, be all in your kids' business, because they might tell you that they have a 2-something that might translate that they got a 1-9 and they scared to tell you. Be all in their business. I have this young man and I have come a long way to try to get him to a school. First of all, he's a non-traditional student athlete, meaning he's 22, about to be 23. This was a last chance, so to speak. The coach was very open to older players coming to play on his team. And now we thought he had it above a 2.0. He has a 1.6. This is since the last time we talked, I've had four kids that I found out that were underneath the 2.0, and all they had to do was be honest about it. If they would have been honest at the beginning of June, we could have got them in summer school so that they could have got a better grade. But because they lied, because they tried to hide the truth, because they were afraid, you know, here we are, waiting another semester.
Whew. And for you student athletes out there that stand on top of those books, continue to do that. There's nothing wrong with standing out in a positive way. I've said that over and over again. Please, please don't ever try to dumb yourself down just to fit in with other fools. Like I tell people at my camps, and whenever I give motivational speeches or talks to youth, not one of those fools that you're hanging out with has any scholarships to give you for college. But the man that's making the decisions, that head coach at that college football program, hey, he's the one that holds the deck of cards, okay? You're trying to make sure that you get your ace of spades or whatever it is within that deck so you can represent at that next level, okay? Whether it be Division I, Division II, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you're going to school and getting a better education, it starts right now. Incoming freshmen, remember, the first day of school when you hit that door, remember, every grade counts. Every grade counts, okay? A lot of guys, they try to all of a sudden become expeditious in making better grades that senior year, but, you know, with this new NCAA rule they got, hey, we just had a young man here, a big-timer here in Central Texas that has to go to junior college, signed with one of the nation's top programs the past 10 years of college football, has to go to junior college. Again, he thought that he could wait till his senior year to get up his academics, but the NCAA has a new rule now where you can't retake any of your core classes once your senior year begins. So, again, hey, get on it now. All right.
I got another one for you, T.A.
Go ahead.
Basically, simply put, I'm out here, either you see All-Stars family, if you want a TA's families that come to the combines, it is simply, it's not cool to be dumb anymore. We all know that we have knew someone that has tried to fit in because we didn't want that bully or that cool dude to know that we were smart. We didn't want them to know how high our cream can rise to the top. No longer time for that. I love to tell people, and don't take this any racial way, just because dark and dumb both start with the letter D, it does not apply to me. I wish most of my student athletes would take that same motto and mantra. Honestly, they need to know. I've had so many coaches that want to know about grades, and as soon as I tell them about a kid that has a 3.5 or 3.6, there's no more question. But these kids that have 1.9s, 1.8s, 1.7s, the academic probation crew, because that's what you own. You own academic probation until you get above a 2.0. Parents, if you get below a 2.0, your kids cannot transfer, they cannot get financial aid, and they are paying for school. There you go.
Wow. Now, Greg, you know, last week was very therapeutic for me when talking about betrayal. Ooh, I had to get a lot off my chest. I felt like a guy that was bench pressing 600 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Getting it off my chest. But anyway, there were some things on that or within that arena of betrayal from student athletes or parents and student athletes that you didn't get a chance to say last week that you wanted to talk about, especially when your prospects go off to college. And why don't you go ahead and expound or enlighten us on what's that all about?
I mean, I've just basically just been trying to hash it out. I asked one of my coaches, Coach Terrence Hunter, dad of Adrian Hunter at Arizona Western College. I always asked him, what is it with today's kids? I mean, and last week we talked about the signing day syndrome. When kids are whimpering all underneath your wing, calling you every night, coach, why does this player have offers, coach, and I don't have offers, coach? Yours is coming. Just be patient. Soon as they sign on the dotted line, it's like everything goes out of everywhere. I don't know if it's the friends. I don't know if it's the girlfriends. I don't know if it is whatever. But it has again gotten to me to where I need to change my recruiting and exposure program standards. I have young men that I haven't even seen face-to-face, like I told you, that I have invested in the program, have helped out. My standards are, if you are going to recruit, if I'm going to recruit and expose you, all I want you to do is expose what I have done for you, meaning tell other people how much I've saved you or the opportunity that I got you. I think my young men are starting to get the hint, but still, I tried to tell somebody the other day, Facebook Live is a great creation. Now that I've been training, I start doing Facebook Live in my training so parents and student athletes can see exactly what Coach Terrence and Coach Greg are putting our boys through the fire. I want my kids that are on these campuses across the nation to start getting on their Facebook Live buttons, to start letting people know this is what the Arizona Western College weight room looks like. This is what the University of Penn track looks like. This is what Butler College weight room and football room looks like. This is what Reedley College or Savannah State. I want more people to market. There's a reason why Central Texas is basically not the low man on the totem pole in Texas recruiting, but almost at the bottom, because we don't recruit and we don't market for our own kids in our area. And we need to stop being crabs in a barrel. I'm not going to keep talking about certain scenarios or certain things that have gone on, because in my mind, I know things are going to get better. At the end of the day, we all Central Texas. If they don't come to see one, they're not going to come to see none. So,
exactly. And the thing about it, student athletes, we appreciate the ones who do, parents and student athletes, the ones who do keep us informed or well informed on what you're doing when you go out to college. And we don't ask you to beat down our door trying to make sure you keep us informed. But sometimes, man, a simple thank you, even in your sophomore year of college, is nice to hear from you. Okay, a simple thank you. Hey, TA, man, I just want to thank you again, man, just for helping me, man. You talked some sense into me way back when, and I just thank you for getting your my name out there. Same thing with Coach Greg. Hey, Coach Greg, man. Hey, thank you, sir. I'm going into my junior year. I'm going to do an internship, man, and I'll be graduating in a couple of years, man. I just really appreciate what you did for me. I mean, we don't ask you to just, we're not asking you to worship us in what we do. We just ask for simple gratitude, man. You know, how hard is that? You know, how hard is that? I mean,
not hard at all.
We did play a large role in helping you get to school. But the funny thing about that is, Greg, one thing I noticed, that those same student athletes that you may be inferring or hinting at, it's funny if you don't hear from them until they want to transfer. You know, I'm just being authentic.
Another thing that I want to tell you, TA, is I've kind of heard through the grapevines, through a few grapevines, that what we do is helping people out may get misconstrued by parents, by athletes, by coaches, as don't let them help your child. Don't let them use your child. Let's get something straight. Coach Greg has a business that does very well for itself in the community. I have never had to use anyone's name, nor anyone's child's name. Let's just get that straight. Anything that I do is out of blood, sweat, and tears, and passion through Future All-Stars. I do not have to use any other name but the Padgett name. Between my brother and myself, multiple all-districts, multiple all-conferences, multiple all-American awards in multiple sports. So I just want everyone to know, we do this for your child. We don't do this for our businesses, because if we did, we would be pretty much $10,000, $5,000, you know, $2,500, and really not caring where your kid go to school. I have a system where I always keep up with my boys. Everyone knows you don't get out of Future All-Stars unless you walk across the stage, period. So there you go.
Hey, there you have it. Well, we're going to try to go ahead and take a short commercial break here, and we'll come back and continue to talk about today's recruiting mentalities, both positive and negative, about parents and student athletes.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas, but they do work all over the state. And again, just as those last words in the commercial said, do not face the legal system alone. Always make sure you have a lawyer on your team. It's just good to have, folks, especially in this day and age. With all the madness and craziness going on, always keep a good lawyer on your team. All right, we're back talking about today's recruiting mentalities, both positive and negative, for parents and student-athletes. Well, Greg, you and I, we both appreciate the parents that give their wholehearted support. Man, I just had a parent hit me up on social media, excited about his son starting his junior year and wanted to make sure that his son make a big impression. He's doing all that he can. So I'm definitely excited, probably more excited than the parent is, to see this young man hopefully have a breakout junior year for that class of 2018. Now, one thing we want to talk about here, since we're on the recruitment challenge, we're talking about parents. There's mainly parents that do this, or the ones that are actually guilty of this, more so than the student-athlete, but the parents that are trying to get brownie points, okay? You know, trying to get over and not, you know, be about serious business. I have certain parents that are, you know, diss me on not coming to my camp. It's one thing if you want to attend another camp, hey, that's fine. That's all well and good. Now, I'm not talking about a college camp. I'm talking about independently run camps, okay, independent businesses like myself. If you choose to attend somebody else's camp rather than mine when you knew about my camp already, then you can't expect me to try to help you get recruited when that brand name camp that you went to ain't paying you no attention because you weren't one of their favorites or your child wasn't one of their favorites. I'm sorry, folks, but that's just business, okay? So, again, just be authentic with me, and trust me, you'll get 100% authenticity from myself, okay? So, again, please, it's very disrespectful when a parent approaches me trying to get brownie points, as opposed to just saying, hey, T.A., you know, how can you help, you know, what do we have to do in order for you to help us out, okay? What are the steps we have to take? All right, that's the approach I like, and especially the parents that come out to my camp, man, I definitely appreciate them wholeheartedly, and like I tell them, hey, you know what? Your child will have eyes on him during this season in one shape, form, or another, making sure that the right college coaches hear about him just because you took time out to come to my camp. Like that parent I told you that's excited, that gentleman, man, he drove in sloppy, rainy weather, and actually he didn't know if they were going to be able to make it because the conditions were so bad in San Antonio that particular weekend, but they still made it down here, man. So those are the ones that I go to bat for. Those are the ones I go to war for, okay? That type of parenting, okay, that type of parental support is what I go to war for. Not that brown nose and slick side trying to get over when you haven't done nothing, you know, to support TA Scouting School and helping us to be able to further expose these student-athletes. All right, Greg, go ahead.
I think you probably experienced that a lot more because, like you said, you stepped into the game before I did. I make it known from the jump. You know, don't take my kindness for a weakness. Now, I have experienced parents who have learned about my program from the inception or from the beginning stages of the program, and they still are telling me, 2, 3, 4 years later, that they gonna meet with me or put something on it, or, man, we need to holler at you. Some of those parents have invested in other programs which have failed, and we talked about that last week, and still mm-hmm. are promising to pay. Then I have a lot of parents who, on a program which is already way more cost effective than any other program out there, recruiting and exposure wise. Feel the need to want to barter, or can we pay here and there? Now, I do accept payment plans. Let's get that straight on my recruiting program. But you have to communicate that with me. You need to communicate. I'm not a mind reader. If the Jordans in the store say they're $168 or $130, you know Jordan's going to have 30-some dollars in tax. You're not going to smile at him and say, man, all I brought was 100, bro. You going to let me get out of here? Because he's going to say, ha! That's the mentality that I'm used to. Or the parents that tell me they want to train just to be cool. All of my future All-Star boys know I'm my thing because I was a real football player. Don't be one of them dudes. That translates to this. Don't be one of them dudes. That means one of those dudes that's in the mall or wherever everybody hangs out on a college campus or a high school campus. You know, they usually call it the mall, the student body area. Don't be one of those dudes that just wants to say he hangs around the football players. Don't be one of those dudes keeping you from going to class because he wants to get the attention from a girl. Don't be one of those dudes that's trying to get you to skip class and go do some dumb things that you should not do character-wise. Don't be one of them dudes, because there's a lot of people that want to hang around athletes. So a lot of people hang around athletes and drag you down the wrong road. I begin to have to tell my young men, you would drive from Round Rock to Bowie to see a girl. So I don't want to see that you or hear that you won't drive over here to come train. If you would drive to see a female, you would drive to come see this female called Miss Football. Let's come. You have to sacrifice. If you're about a Jordan, you're about the future All-Stars. Just real talk.
Hey,
I am stepping
Chris,
into a new level. Yeah.
No, you know what's funny?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. Okay. I like watching those mobster series, and this particular mobster series is on Al Capone. And what's funny is, just based on what you just piggybacking on what you just said, on the episode last night, Al Capone, when they was, of course, engaging in illegal activity during the Prohibition year, he told his carriers, he said, hey, okay, I want you to deliver this. If they say, well, we don't have the money now, tell them it'll be delivered when you have the money. So I said, but that was just so funny to me to hear you say that, because that's what made me think about that.
I mean, I had to.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Hey, you know, business is business. So, I mean, I definitely, you know, commend you, you know, on that. I mean, you work with the families individually, and I just, you know, pretty much write about, rate, and rank, you know, prospects or whatever. But we're still in the game to help these prospects out. So again, for all of you all out there, we appreciate the supportive parents, the parents that are genuine with us all day long. We appreciate your support. We thank you, okay? Enough words can't be expressed in regards to saying thank you. However, for those that, again, that are trying to get over, hey, we don't appreciate that, man. That's not cool. Okay, that's basically what we're telling you. Respect us the same way that you want to be respected, all right? Because, again, hashtag hand sanitizer, that's starting to be used more and more by myself when I come across parents of student-athletes that portray certain characteristics or such characteristics. So, again, let's continue to move right along. Also, like you said, when people are missing out on your training and still expecting to gain exposure, or people, you know, that are missing out, you know, on our camps, I mean, give me another scenario on how that is, in a sense, how that has worked either in your favor or to your dismay.
Well, like I said, there's been plenty of young men that have not come to train with me, that have not seen me face to face, and that I was helping wholeheartedly. I had a young man that had transferred from one JUCO in California to a junior college in the Midwest and was eventually a part of the number one team in the nation. Had never saw this man face to face. He's coming in and out of town, Christmas break, spring break, kicking it with his family. All I want is a handshake and a picture, bruh. you know, I did help you get a full scholarship or what they can offer in that conference. And then you went and made all conference and transferred and have 2-3 scholarship offers. So his dad didn't even know anything about me. I had to call his father and let his father know exactly what I was doing, because I always talk to the parents first and foremost. But to know that this young man had even said anything about my name, just saying that I was a recruiting coach, I'm like, Candyman, say my name 3 times. I want everybody to know. That's just how I feel. Why not let people know? If you would have let people know that you were a future All-Star, it might would have got an offer closer to Texas, letting it know on the social media. Closed mouths don't get fed. We have too many kids that are so quiet because they're embarrassed that they are getting help. Why be embarrassed that you're getting help? Everyone needs help. So, yes, the beginning of the summer, I had 5 young men gung-ho, ready to train, ready to go. They are a part of the academic probation crew that we talked about earlier, the 1-8-1-9 gang, and I did get them opportunities. 3 guys got scholarships, 2 guys are going to California junior colleges, but once they found out that their grades were in jeopardy or their transcripts might not be able to be purchased because they owe money at their previous institutions, they stopped training. I ain't seen them in 2 weeks. I just posted a Facebook post and said, keep on. I will put your names out there. And I will tell the coaches, I have not seen them, because coaches call me every day. Coach, where is blank, blank, blank? I need to see the film on his footwork. He wasn't at practice today, coach. Okay, let me know if he ain't there Sunday. These boys don't know that their scholarship's on the line with my phone call. I don't let them know that. I don't hold it over their heads, but it is. I let everybody know at practice, you better grind like it's scholarship money out here looking through the windows, because it is. He's right here. So there you go.
Yeah. Whew. Well, Greg, this is a touchy subject that's coming up here next, and we're going to take a short commercial break before we go into this, because this is some big-time information here. So hang tight, folks.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Designs, Hair Salon and Barbershop located in Killeen, Texas. Go see Ms. D and her people, and they'll definitely get you squared away over there. All right, Greg, man, this next subject, oh, man, the one-up game, this newfound term called one-upping, folks, or as our good buddy, Coach Aaron Fletcher, Tulsa University, a former Central Texas standout, mind you, he calls it trying to big time folks. I just thought that was so funny. But anyway, as you know, you and I, we're in this recruiting game. We're hitting it hard and heavy. I mean, just for the purpose, not for bragatorial purposes, but just for making sure that we do all we can for these student athletes. But, you know, you got others out here, and I commend all of y'all out there all over the country, maybe even in other countries, that's helping all you do what you can to help these student athletes, the ones that are doing it with integrity, that is. But, you know, lately, man, I've been coming across these different personas, these different characteristics of guys that just, they want to let you know that they can, in so many words, that they can do it better than you. You know what I'm saying? The last time I checked, I thought, you know, we were all in this game just to help the kids out. I mean, for instance, I was on the phone with a gentleman, you know, all he did was talk about, I guess, how well he connected. And it's like, that's good to know. And, I mean, all he did was just, you know, do all he could just to, I guess, one-up me or whatever. I said, okay, well, this, I told myself that's going to be the last conversation he and I ever have. Whatever. Of course, I hadn't talked to the guy since. And then, of course, you have some wolves in sheep's clothing, those guys that want to call you, act like they're down with you and stuff like that, but yet they're telling kids not to come to your camp. Yeah. Yes, sir, you know who you are, okay? So don't even need to say your name. Trust me, your name ain't even worth saying on my radio show, okay? So you know who you are. But anyway, like I said, you have these guys right here that, you know, always feel like they can tell kids, you know, hey, man, you need to get with me because I'm going to put your name out there, or they'll let a kid train with them for free just for name attachment purposes, okay? Again, hey, we're getting off our chest, so this is an issue that's going on, and it's sad to say, but it's other brothers that's doing this, you know what I'm saying, as far as my encounters. So, again, I want you to kind of enlighten us, Greg, on some of the one-upping that you've come across, because I think you even informed me of one saying that someone told you that I didn't know what I was talking about and they needed to hook up with said person so that said person could better help them out.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of that going on. That's why I says.
I'm sorry, repeat that. You kind of broke up a little bit.
I said that's why I was saying that Central Texas schools and Central Texas athletes need to stick together. They need to band together. We're all in the same recruiting purpose for the same reason. Everyone knows that is involved with future All-Stars that I have a heavy grasp and pipeline in a couple of schools around here and training the athletes. One of them is in West Austin off 290. I have a lot of athletes that come from that school, a lot of top comes from that school. In the last 3 to 4 years, I've gotten over 10 to 15 scholarship and opportunity coming from that school. But yet I have never done a recruiting meeting at that school on any coaching staff, current, previous coaching staff, but other people that want to come run up in pictures and take pictures with top talent around Austin, they seem to be at every school around because of Who Shot JR or the nationwide camps that are available. I love to sit back and smile. I'll take quality over quantity any day. I'm sending my boys to recruiting trips. Thursday, you will see myself and Adam Solis boarding a plane to go to Savannah State University so that he can go and get that scholarship. I'm not just talking about it. We're being about it. That's why we have a 95% success rate at placing kids in schools at the next level. I have several coaches around town that have their own kids that couldn't even get scholarships. And who did they call? It wasn't Ghostbusters. It was Future All-Stars. They called me to get their kids opportunity. I have taken kids from NAIA schools and D2 schools to Division I AA schools in Lamar recruiting trips in less than a week on Future All-Stars. But they never come back and train. Their parents who are on staffs at schools never have even invited me into the door to come and talk to the next generation. So that's my version of trying to one-up. Again, being embarrassed or being too prideful because you yourself could not help your own athlete. It's okay. If I can't help my daughter get a volleyball scholarship, you can best believe I'm going to call TA or somebody that can. I'm not going to wait and pout and say, okay, well, it's the 15th hour. I guess we'll go with him because that's all we can do. Or $700 wasted with this program, $1,000 wasted with this program. By the time you with me, you've been burned twice. Like a bad ex-girlfriend that's been through 3-4 breakups. She's ready now, right? No, man, don't come to me with an attitude. So I always find kids that I have to resuscitate, parents that I have to resuscitate and put belief in them. But if they would have believed in the front, we wouldn't be paying for it at the backside. So there you go. That's my one-up.
And you know what? And the funny thing about it is that, again, you know, people think I'm tripping because they hope, and I know you use the term, you know, you have to resuscitate them, but my thing is, hey, no, man, you talk to that company. It's an 11th hour, man. I'm not finna, you know, help you now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all that money you were spending flying all over America to these name brand camps, not college camps, but these independently owned camps, and you saw you got nothing out of it. I mean, you taking pictures of all the letters, basically what you and I call junk mail or spam mail that your son was getting, and then your son ends up signing with a Division III school. Nothing wrong with that, but you posted letters trying to one-up me, you know, and I say, hey, okay, you know, that's all well and good, but then you still want me to talk about your son. So, again, remember that one-up and stuff, it ain't no good. I mean, it does nothing to me. I'm not intimidated. I've been in this game for 15-plus years, so trust me. Ain't no dude finna intimidate me in the recruiting game. I mean, Greg, one special thing that I say is that just having you on the show,
you and I, we're not ashamed to admit, hey, I may call you and say, man, I'm trying to get this kid recruited, man. All the coaches I know, man, and you may know of a coach saying, hey, T.A., you know what, my man over here looking for something, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? We're not ashamed to admit that, you know what I'm saying, because we're all about helping these kids. Same thing with my big brother in the recruiting game, Rob Denson, out there in Florida. We hook up at the coaches' convention every year and do nothing but network with college coaches trying to help these kids in our areas get seen. So, again, you know, that one-up and stuff, man, that's for the birds, man. You do what you got to do. But as for me and T.A. Skyler Scoop, what we're doing, we're going to keep putting these students' names out there. So, again, parents, hey, again, I'm just – being 100% genuine, being 100% authentic, but that's the way I operate, right? So there you have it.
Woo. Now,
no other way but real.
We're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and talk about our final topic of the show that has definitely been a very, very big issue with a lot of our Central Texas. So hang on.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back. T.A. Scott School with Greg Patchen, the future all-stars, or hashtag FAS. We're back here talking about the recruiting mentalities of today's parents and student-athletes, especially here in the Central Texas area. Our final topic tonight, again, we're bringing up the whole thing about making your college decision. Making your college decision. Greg, I'm telling you, man, every year it gets more and more frustrating. I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to come across a new kid every year. I'm thinking every class is getting better, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm just fooling myself, but I come across more and more kids that they say all this stuff about how they're hungry, they want to eat. Yeah, in the 11th hour, they all of a sudden turn anorexic because they don't want to go far away from home when that's practically like their only option. Okay? I mean, just like our guy you're talking about, Coach Foster up in Minnesota, man, I don't know how many kids that I, you know, put in front of them as far as, you know, evaluating the man, and he was so high on these kids, and next thing you know, these kids come out, they don't want to go that far. I got a young man right now that's still trying to figure out where he's going to go to college because he don't have any other offers. He don't have any other offers. I mean, he was waiting on Savannah State, and Savannah State, you know, didn't have an opportunity for him. And so instead of, you know, going to play for Coach Fawcett and, you know, rebuilding his resume, he's still looking for a place to go. Again, I've had other guys that thought they were better than what they actually were, and they were bamboozled into thinking that a certain school wanted them when they actually just wanted their teammate. And then, long story short, they didn't have a scholarship. So, man, tell me, man, what's going on? I mean, do our Central Texas kids, do they not want to be as tough-minded as the kids from Dallas and Houston that don't mind going far away from home, the kids from L.A., the kids from Miami that don't mind going far away from home? I mean, what's going on, man?
I'm going to be real with you. I mean, my brother, Sam Padgett, has coached at Dallas South Oak Cliff, offensive coordinator, highly talented athletes. John Tyler, running back coach, highly talented athletes. I mean, Kendall Hunter was his running back. Kendall Hunter got a scholarship in the last minute at Oklahoma State. He used to help my brother in the summers move. That's how he used to eat. I mean, these boys wanted it. But at the same time, cats, athletes in Houston and Dallas, they know the game. They're not kids. I have never seen too many Dallas athletes that have went to a combine and have not left with offers. Austin and Central Texas athletes, they will travel everywhere. And a coach won't offer. Man, as a parent, I'm fixing to be asking what I need to do. What did he look like? Is he on the board?
Yeah, Greg? Okay. All right. Yeah, you come back in now.
Okay. I basically want Central Texas athletes to start speaking up for themselves when they go to camps and combine to be ready. And like you always say, we don't have enough kids that are dual sport athletes. Dallas and Houston athletes have kids that play football and run track, football and powerlifting, football and baseball. I mean, we have too many So, in my opinion, these kids that are signing with schools in Central Texas, 80% of them have never taken a recruit because they're D3 and NAIA schools. Most of the kids that I've seen, they going and committing with these schools in Missouri and Iowa. No offense, it's an education. But I mean,
yeah.
As a black man, we have to go see what we have with our kids in the next 4 or 5 years.
Right. And Greg, the one thing, man, that you have a lot of these kids, some of them, man, they're just not realists. They get all angry. They'll start pouting because all they have to offer to them is NAIA school or D3 school, and the school does what they can to help them out financially, but then they get to pouting because the grades are not as high as they need to be in order for you to get more free money. Okay. I mean, again, that's why we preach, stand on the honor roll. You can get more free money when you do that.
Most
definitely. If you go to some of these smaller schools, taking those SATs and ACTs, taking them on a regular basis, doing what you can to get higher scores, preparing for those tests. That's one thing I appreciate about private schools. Private schools, they don't spend time, they don't spend all day and another hour trying to get ready for the STAR test. Private schools are all about college prep. That's why most private school kids will test better on the SAT and ACT. Again, how bad do you want it? How bad
exactly
do you want it? I mean, there are a lot of kids. Man, I sent the kid to Kansas Wesleyan years ago, a kid from Vista Ridge High School. And do you know he's a linebackers coach on that staff now? I was so proud. That was the first time I had seen him. We communicated off and on while he was in college. But, man, I was so proud to see that he graduated college, man. He didn't get caught up in the man game. He has an education, and he's coaching. He's coaching the sport that he loves doing. And one day he's probably going to be a Division I coach somewhere. Okay?
Exactly.
But again, that young man, he didn't care about going far from home. He had good grades, so they was able to finance a lot of his education. Okay? He had good test scores. Again, that's how bad he wanted. He wasn't the most talented kid, but he had a lot of heart, man. He had a lot of heart, you know. And he had parents that were realists as well. They just said, hey, you know, this opportunity we have, this opportunity we're going to take. And what do you know? 4.5 years later, he's out of college, and he's already coaching, Greg. He's already coaching.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah, he didn't lose his head when he went off to college. He went to college and got his lesson, as the old-timers would tell us growing up. Get your left. So if that school is in North Dakota, South Dakota, if the school is in Vermont or somewhere and that's all you have to go off of, please choose wisely, okay? Please choose to be wise. Please. I know some of us or a lot of us may have that one family member who may try to keep us discouraged, okay? All right, again, it is your life, okay? Yes, we respect our parents. We respect our elders. But, again, it is your life, young man. Parents, it is the child's life, okay? It is the child's life. Let the child make that wise decision so they can be even greater than they are currently 10 years from now, okay?
Amen,
all right.
PA. I hope that somebody in El Campo, Texas, is listening to that. Because I just had a young man from El Campo, Texas, that is fixing to go down, go up to Minnesota and run Coach Fawcett's offense. His father has been telling him he should not leave. He should just stay in El Campo, Texas. No, sir. There's nothing in El Campo, Texas, but West End and factories. Family. But let's go see the world and come back and support our family. That's how we do it in Warden County. Not stay around and just sit around and just be nothing. So I just wanted to thank you for saying that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, and I see it. Man, look, you and I, we go to games on Friday nights. Anytime I go to a new community that's fairly new to me, I'm always coming across somebody where someone who catches wind that I'm there, they'll say, yeah, man, that guy right there, yeah, he graduated back in 2009 or 2012, man. That was a bad dude, man. Okay, well, how come he's back here? Man, he just, he didn't want to go far from home. Or, man, he just didn't have the grades, man, and, he just didn't, you just couldn't tell him nothing, okay? There are a lot of has-beens that are in the bleachers every Friday night, like it's ritualistic to them, okay?
And talking bad about everybody on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
And talking bad about everybody on the field. Yep.
Exactly. Go. If you're gonna come back home with a degree in your hand, okay? Don't be that guy, man. Don't be that guy that's just sitting up in the bleachers, talking noise or horse playing, clowning around, sounding all loud, using all kind of profane language and things of that nature that neglected to go off and make themselves better. Okay, don't be that guy, please. Okay. All right, get that lesson. When their education is awarded to you, afforded to you, take it, man, take it. I mean, I've had kids that they were so disappointed in the offers that they didn't get that they didn't want to be far away from home, that they went and joined the military instead. Now, you do realize that in most cases, unless you join the Air Force, you're going to do basic training outside of Texas. Most likely,
yes,
your first assignment is going to be outside of Texas. Okay, that's one thing that was always funny. I'm talking about in the Killeen area. When I first got in the recruiting game, oh, man, I came across so many foolish mentalities. And a lot of times it was handed down from the parent to the student-athlete. Okay, the ones that chose to go that route. Nothing wrong with going to the military, but that wasn't your first option, and you know that. Okay, you chose to do that out of spite and out of frustration. Okay, but again, you found out that the military don't care about whether or not you're going to be close to home or not. Okay, they just send yourself right on over to Germany, right over to Japan, to Kentucky, or wherever else where you most likely won't be close to home in most cases. So, again, do the mathematics on that, please.
Exactly. Hey, T.A., before we leave, I want to give a very, very special shout-out to all of my future All-Star athletes that are about to get ready and venture off to college. Whether they're my 2016 high school graduates or whether they're my JUCO kids that are transferring on to Division IIs and Division Is. I want to wish everybody a very, very, very safe fall. Come back and ball for the 512 or for whatever area code you represent for the future All-Stars family and for your family. Because when you don't look good, we don't look good. Just like Zero say, there you go. So please, we want everybody to be safe. And I want to send a very special shout-out to our four athletes, because T.A. and I teamed up on this, that are at Arizona Western College. Christian Drake from New Braunfels Canyon, Jared Kingsrider, Big Bear from Hutto, my man Adrian Head Hunter from Maynard, and my boy Carlos Chester Jr., also from Maynard. They are down there putting in work for the Central Texas athletes, and I can pretty much chalk it up as these boys are going to leave a serious cornerstone in Arizona Western history. The four Texas horsemen. You can say it right here, baby. They all going D1. So support those who support you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and I appreciate you doing that, because these young men, those shout-outs like that, they can definitely be very priceless and encouraging to a lot of our young men that are going through a lot, because that's not an easy transition from high school to college, and trust me, we need those prayers. We need those encouragement. Our young men, that is. They need those prayers and encouragement to help them further fuel that inner drive to continue to make it. the best way that they can at that next level. And for all of you all that are going off to college, like you said, hey, remember your family name, okay? Don't bring any embarrassment or shame to your family name, to your city name, et cetera. Remember what you're going to college for. For those of you student-athletes that are getting ready to go into this new football season, again, keep yourselves hydrated. Tour Day is going to be starting like a week and a half from now for a lot of people, and make sure, again, you keep yourselves hydrated and go into this season very ready to play. Again, people like myself and people like Coach Greg are going to be watching. Again, we don't care about whoever else is watching you. We just want to make sure that whatever we do to help get your name out there, that we're helping you get your name out there. All right? Keep that in mind. And parents, we thank you for your endless support. For those parents that do all they can to make sure that their child has the best opportunities available to them, we thank you, parents. We thank you wholeheartedly, seriously. We thank you.
For the parents that don't, we thank you, because we need to be a part of your lives, honestly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, Greg, man, I appreciate you coming on. We're gonna come back together to talk about some of the prospects. So we won't do any verbal whoopings on the show, you know, for a while now. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully the message, those seeds have been planted and the message is going through good and clear. So we're here to help you folks. That's what it's all about. We're here to help you. Mm-hmm.
There it is. Thank you, T.A. Yeah. I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
No problem. All right. Again, you all be safe out there. Remember, there's a lot of craziness going on in this world. Please be safe. Please. Again, please be safe. God bless you all. Until next time, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area.